Hi, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Cohen.
Today we're going to be discussing if recess should be in middle school. My side is that there should be recess in middle school. And
my side is that there shouldn't be recess in middle school.
So my first main, piece of evidence is that somebody from www.debate.org said the rise of obesity in America can be solved in schools with this simple thing. Kids need to exercise because they might not get enough PE. And if kids want to do their homework, they can be able to do it with friends. They also could have a fun experience by playing outside with friends. I think kids in middle school should have recess.
I personally think that there should not be recess in middle school. It may not be the funniest thing ever, but later in life, it will pay off. People have gym every day or every other day, so what's the point of recess?
Many people say, oh, but they already have PE. But now, it is just groups of people doing around 3 subjects at a time. They're even chosen by teachers. While recess is like a free time where you can play anything you want. Even a member of CNN says that a prisoner gets more time in the yard than her child gets recess at school. What do you have to say about that, Cohen?
All right, well, I have to say that PE gives enough exercise. Also, middle schoolers have a lot of learning to do. In elementary school, it's just a beginning, so you can have your freedom. In middle school is a whole new life. You have to learn more challenging things, and recess takes your learning away. If gym tires everyone out, why should there be recess?
Because they can do whatever they want. If they think that, then they could do homework, they could study during recess. It's not just playing. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah, but high school and college starts looking at test and quiz scores around 7th grade, so there should be more time to learn than waste time to play. Studying is different from learning.
Well, say maybe the student can ask the teacher for some, extra work they can study on while they go to recess.
Yeah, but it's not really a teacher that really, guides you outside. It's more like a lunch aide.
No, but I'm saying before you could go to recess, you could ask your teacher. Do you have any extra work? Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but ready? Here's this. You might not understand what I'm about to say, but here we go. The ever-increasing pressure to cram more instructional time into the school day in an attempt to boost test scores has put the squeeze on recess and nap time in districts around the country.
I'm not saying there should be nap time. Nap time, that's obvious.
There should be nap time in middle school.
Well, that's a complete other debate, but we're on recess in middle school. And before that, you said something about high school and tests, but that has nothing to do with our debate. That's high school, not middle school. I get it. High school is, the big thing. There's a bunch of tests. You need to get good grades, but...
Saying high school starts looking at your tests and quiz scores from 7th grade. So, if you have good tests and quiz scores, then you can get to a good high school.
What does that have to do
with
recess?
There should be more time to learn.
Yeah, but there's still time to do tests. And mainly that's the student's fault if they get a bad grade on the test.
No such thing as bad student, just bad teacher.
okay, but I the rise of obesity in America, the person from www.debate.org said, that's a big problem. Not just saying, test scores and blah, 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 stuff like that, but I don't think that, why shouldn't there not be recess in middle school?
Okay, so imagine 600 kids on the same playground, because I can't. Think about all the problems now at elementary school, and that's only around 125 kids. I think there shouldn't be recess in middle school, because for one, they would have to do a lot more. I think there shouldn't be recess in middle school because, for one, there would have to be a lot more teachers out there with you. Second, it would make the days longer. Lastly, it would get us unprepared for the real world.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that you're wrong. But I still think that it's so stressing that, these kids have tests every single week. I have one today.
Okay. So divide 600 by 25. That equals 24 teachers watching you on recess. Some people think that having teachers around everywhere you go is kind of cool. I'm just kidding, I don't think that. But I think different. It's kind of creepy to me. What's the point of having recess if you're surrounded by teachers? I don't think it's worth it.
You could still have fun. So you're saying that kids should do bad things at recess? I'm saying kids have fun. And, like, by the you saying that 600 kids on a playground, I think, like, they could let it out by floor. Like, oh, third floor, second floor, first floor. Like, they all have different time periods. Or just grades, like sixth grade, like, goes to recess. Like, now, like, seventh grade, now eighth grade, like, way after.
Like, yeah, but if you're talking, like, what, like, the floors that you said before, like, ready? So, in our school, seventh grade are split up into two floors, right?
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying you could do it by floor or grade. Saying, like, yeah, grade, but all seventh grade goes.
Yeah, but that's also, like, 300 kids.
You could divide it up. It doesn't matter. Or maybe, say it's too crammed in a week. Say you could have, like, three recesses every week.
Wow. That's really convincing. I'm going to join Kyle's side now.
Okay.